is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I had this idea for today's Wiki Corner over the weekend because I just can't believe that it is September already. Like, it's crazy that school started, and it's just, I don't know. I just feel like it really, the summer always goes fast, I guess, but yeah. I just can't believe it's already September. So, we're going to talk about the month of September today.
Oh, just the month.
The month of September. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it then.
I think this is going to be more interesting than you realize. I told you this earlier because you were, when I told you this originally, you looked concerned.
I did. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the month of September. All right. Fingers crossed. So, let's see how it goes.
Anyway, so September was originally the seventh month.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it comes from the Latin septum, which means seven.
Oh, septum.
So it was originally the seventh month in the oldest known Roman calendar, with March being the first month of the year.
Oh, we started in March.
Until perhaps as late as 451 BC.
Oh, okay.
After the calendar reform that added January and February to the beginning of the year, September became our ninth month, but it kept the name.
Yeah,
we can't just rebrand yourself after all that time.
Too much.
So September always begins on the same day of the week as December, as each week's first days are 13 weeks apart.
Well, that makes sense.
No other month of the year ends on the same day of the week as September either. So this month and May are the only two months with this property. So no other month ends on the same day of the week.
The calendar still says August, so I can't see.
Yeah, so you can verify that later. But September is also one of two months to have an equinox. The other is March.
Oh, okay.
It's seasonal equivalent in both hemispheres, where both day and night are roughly of equal length, halfway between the June and December solstices. Hmm. This year, the equinox is on September 22nd. In the northern hemisphere, autumn begins this month, while in the southern hemisphere, this is the beginning of spring.
Oh.
Yes.
Good for them.
Yes.
Just getting started.
September's full moon is traditionally called the corn moon.
Mm.
The corn moon.
Okay.
It was named by indigenous American tribes to signify the time when corn and other crops are harvested.
Hmm.
It's called the corn moon because the bright early rising moon of this period historically allowed farmers to continue harvesting their crops late into the night.
Ah, good idea.
This year, the corn moon is actually coming up this Sunday on September 7th.
Okay.
So mark your calendar.
If
corn
I have
moon.
Work to do late in the evening, I can just do it this weekend.
By moonlight.
By moonlight.
That's right.
I like to work.
This year's corn moon is also a total lunar eclipse for viewers in some parts of the world. From Australia, Asia, Africa, and parts of Europe, Earth's massive shadow will plunge the moon's entire near side into a reddish darkness, earning it the sort of creepy nickname of Blood Moon.
Oh, the Blood
the
Moon.
The Blood Moon.
Sure.
And the Blood Moon will be visible for 82 minutes.
Mm.
That's the longest lunar total lunar eclipse since 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
September is peak migration season for many bird species in North America. You know I had to talk about birds.
You love the birds.
In September, monarch butterflies are also in the peak phase of their annual southern migration from the U.S. and Canada to their overwintering grounds in Mexico.
Mm.
These monarchs travel to the forests of central Mexico, with the eastern population of monarchs completing a journey of up to 2,100 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, their little wings must get so tired.
The
butterflies arrive at their roosting sites around November. They remain there during the winter months and then begin their northern migration in March back to North America and southern Canada.
Sure. Welcome back.
September has the longest name of all the months of the year. Nine letters.
Okay.
Nine letters. And coincidentally, it is also the ninth month. So September is the only month of the year in the English language to have as many letters in its name as its numeric calendar position.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew that.
No, now you do. Yeah. Nine of the 10 most common birthdays fall in the month of September.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
The most common birthday in the entire United States
is
September 9th. So if your birthday is September 9th, then you're in good company because a lot of other people have that birthday.
I want to go to Facebook and see if I have any friends that have birthdays on September 9th.
On average, more than 12,000 babies are born on September 9th each year in the U.S. The other common birthdays are September 19th, 12th, 17th, 10th, 20th, 15th, 16th, and 18th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nine out of ten are the most popular in September.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
However, it is the least common month for birthdays among U.S. presidents. Oh, just really? One. Just one was okay. A September baby. And that was William Howard Taft. His birthday was September 15th of 1857.
I mean, just from a mathematical standpoint, that's somewhat peculiar.
What, the only one president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like the number of left-handed presidents is like much higher than just if you were to
right.
pick people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. yeah. Two presidents did die in September.
Oh.
James A. Garfield died September 19th, 1881, and William McKinley died September 14th, 1901. And both presidents died from complications related to being shot by an assassin.
Ah, complications so. from being shot.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with September, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play See You in September by The Happenings.
We'll do it next, Sarah. Every night. Yeah. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world and The Happenings, and See You in September. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the month of September.
Sure were.
Yeah.
The entire month of September.
Whole month.
All at once.
All 30 days.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. September was originally the seventh month.
9 of the 10 most common birthdays are in September.
And September is the only month with the same number of letters as its position in the calendar.
In English.
Different, yeah, that's true. Yeah, in English, I should
say. I remember you clarified that.
You should clarify. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Folks want to learn more about September, Sarah, and I can't imagine there's one person out there that does, but if they do, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And every day we stream this live at 4:10 on Facebook, and you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner channel. You'll see all the archives up there to peruse at your leisure. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to be another month, is it? It's not a theme week.
I can't do another month. It's September still. What am I going to do? Okay. I can't jump ahead.
No.
Or go backwards. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, you're not a time traveler, for heaven's sake. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather coming up on Legends 102.7.